some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Fox, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them walls all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a better. That's why old Pops keeps saying. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's a Wednesday evening and a Thursday morning. Bit of that confused you. Okay, right, because we do have Selva Dutton with me once again for this show. And it is morning there with Selva. Very early in the morning, actually, around 4 a.m., would you believe? In Western Australia there at the moment on a Thursday morning. So as we go live here in the UK at 9 p.m. It is already Thursday morning there, and we have six lovely people in the call queue at the moment, so we're going to get started and we're going to say good morning to Selva.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good evening. Wonderful to hear your voice again. Okay, so Selva does not ask questions, ladies and gents. So Selva just need to hear your voice. So on line one we have Nancy.
Good morning, Selva.
very early morning.
What is your name today?
Nancy.
Nancy, what a beautiful name that is, Nancy. It's actually a very strong name. And it's like you need to be aware of that because your own strength is something that has been challenged for some reason. It's like you're questioning your decisions and you're questioning the changes that you need to make. And you need not to question that because you really do know what's best for you personally. And you've been considering others far too long. And it's like you've been detouring into what is needed onto others and neglect what you need within yourself. Financially, there's a little bit of an obstacle there. You need to look into your finance a little bit closely and trying to create some sort of budget that will help you get through to the next level. And then within a period of 3 months, you'll see you'll be in a much better and greener pastures as well. Also seems to be an emotional change that needs to happen with someone, an unfinished, not argument, not dispute, but a misunderstanding. There is someone that you need to clear the air with. And you're going to find yourself that that's going to bring greater harmony and better family balancing and more nurturing as well. Did you have a question, honey?
Oh, I was just curious. I'm about to join a group on Zoom, and I was curious if I'm going to meet like-minded people, you know, on this certain group.
I can see. I do feel that you have the ability to attract who you need in your life, in that the light-minded space, that you've got to be able to walk your talk. If you are strong enough to walk your talk and be yourself, you will attract who you need in your life. So do not mold yourself to other people's expectations. Make sure that you mold to your true essence, and that's how we attract people into our lives. Even if you didn't join a group, if you did that, you would attract people into your life, into that area. But I do understand it's difficult at the moment, especially for you guys over there, because you're still on lockdown, I believe. So there's still a lot of restrictions and a lot of limitations on social connection. So Zoom and media is the only way you can connect in that sense as such. But yes, I do feel that you will attract. I do some groups on meditation online. If you ever want to join me, look me up and I'll be happy. I've got a couple of people from America to join us. So be happy to include you on it. But you're a beautiful essence, Nancy. So please stay strong and be you. Just be you. Just by being completely you, you will attract the right people in your life.
Well, wonderful. And just one more question. Do you see a future partner? When I say a partner, it doesn't necessarily mean marriage or love, but just a future partner, somebody that I can talk with and we're kind of on the same level.
I do see a companion around you, and I do feel that it's not that you're not going to get an opportunity to share a home, but you're going to choose not to. It's like you're going to choose that you're going to prefer just to have someone. They've got their own place, you've got your own place, and you're free to be yourself. And no restrictions is created because it shows that you've been burned twice, and it's like you don't want to jeopardize the safety net that you have created already. But I do feel that yes, you are going to form a good companionship.
Okay. Well, you gave me some good advice, so you know, thank you so much.
Let's see. Have we spoken ever before, Nancy?
Oh, many times, yes. Way back.
So. No, I'm being so familiar. That's all right. I just thought I'd be crazy for a minute. Many blessings.
You too.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Right. Now, we have a single bell that sounds normally at the end of 10 minutes, but Nancy's happy there with her reading. So we didn't go 10 minutes with that one. Okay, so let's see where we are then. Alison?
Hello.
Hello, what is your name, honey?
Alison.
Alison, okay. That's good. When you say your name, you actually give your power of vibration because, you know, because there's not many contacts. It's good to see the power that you give your name. Alison, there's a lot of money and papers going through your fingers. It's like you really got to rebudget many things, and you really need to think what's important, what's not so important, and you need to do that for probably for the next 12 months or so. There's been a slight setback with projects and things, and so it's like it's put you behind the eight ball a little bit, but not in a bad way. That's just a little delay, and I do feel that after a bit of preparation and a bit of organising yourself, you're going to be able to move on forward quite strongly. I am a little bit concerned about your digestive system. It's not that you're sick or anything like that. It's like just be careful what you eat, because for some reason you're becoming sensitive to some food, and your stomach feels heavier than normal. So just be careful, be aware what you eat and how it affects your body, so you're able to monitor your energy a little bit more and be able to eat at the right time of the day to retain the energy that you need as well. Walking is actually important with you, but your left ankle feels a little bit strained for some reason. So make sure that your shoes fit properly and there's good support around your ankle area. Did you have any questions?
You're right about the digestive to that anyway, but there's definitely some improvements in my diet that would benefit me. Yeah. So that is definitely on my radar. I do love to walk, but as to the ankle, I really can't confirm that. But I definitely will take note of the digestive issues that needs attention. I would like to know. Let me think. Let me see. What is this? End of July? In May, I moved into this new rental house, and there's been some issues. I like my landlords. It's a private couple. It's not a business. It's just a married couple. I like them both very much, but there have been some issues really from the beginning almost with them. And it's brought some tension into the relationship, at least on my end. I wonder, and this is not, these aren't people that I would feel comfortable just saying, let's sit down and work this out. It would probably make things worse. So I'd like to know if this is going to smooth out. It's a two-year lease that I'm on. So, you know, there's definitely room, you know, I don't want to have a bad 2 years here. What do you feel around that? Do you need a name?
I feel that it's actually, it will smooth out, but you need to put everything that is discussed in writing. You need to keep record of everything that is discussed and everything that you approach them about. You need to have some sort of record that you can go back to prove that, yes, we did discuss that and you did agree to that. Because I feel a lot of he say, she say type of thing, and it's not a very good foundation. But I do feel that they are having some personal issues between themselves anyway, and it seems to be affecting the way they're dealing with other people for some reason. So allow yourself to be patient, but make sure that you keep written record of whatever you discuss and whatever you decide, because otherwise you're going to find they're going to contradict themselves between them. So it's not the ideal contract situation. But I do feel that you're going to be okay, and I don't think the problem is you. I think the problem is where they are within themselves.
Yeah, the issues really don't have anything to do with things not getting done, repairs or so on. The things have to do with the way they, there's a backstory to this I'm not going to go into. It's not that things aren't getting done. It's the way that, the way I'm being treated, the way I'm being talked to, that kind of thing. It's more like what you would call, you know, the tone rather than the actual, that's what I mean. It's more the interpersonal relationship rather than, the lack of, attention to bad plumbing, that kind of thing.
And I do feel that the big thing is that you need to, when you feel uncomfortable, you need to find a polite way to ask him, why are you addressing me this way? Is it a personal thing? Is it something you don't like about me? I mean, I'm trying to do all the right things for you and meet you. Be honest with them. Be honest that they are affecting your feelings, you know. But even though, besides that, I really feel you'd really need to keep record of all the requests you're doing. If you can do it in writing, not verbal, it is better. So make sure you send them an email whenever you need something fixed or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't. You always have something on record, you know, because otherwise you're going to find that especially the male will say, look, you know, you've never told us about that. So you need to go, yeah, I did actually, you know.
That's actually not an issue, fortunately, because he has said from the beginning, text me when something, you know, me when something needs to be fixed. So it's always on record. So that's the only
good
way he will respond.
That's really, really good. Because I don't feel you are the problem, even though they might be addressing you wrongly. I don't think you are the problem. I think they're having issues between themselves, and they might be reacting on you, but it's like you're not the issue. But I do feel that you need to, you know, you owe it to yourself, because you need to honor you and to let them know, look, you know, I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable. I've got a feeling like you're not happy with me or something. The way you talk to me makes me feel you're not happy with me. Is there something that I can fix? Is there any something I can rectify about this, our relationship here? If you do it nicely, you'll see they don't mean it. It's not you. I feel it's not you. It's just they're reacting on you, but it's not you.
Okay, and also I'd like to know, I am new to this area, to this town actually, and only since May, and I'm just curious whether, you know, I'm up there in the years, I'm in my senior years, you know, wondering if there might be, I'm not looking for a partner, but it's something that might be nice to have again in my life. It's not, I don't expect it to ever happen again.
I do feel you're going to form some very loyal friends there. And I don't know if it's a church group or a meditation group or something, but I do see you joining a spiritual connection group, and it's going to make you feel at ease, but it's also going to open up to people that actually speak your language, and it's going to be very good for you. You are very knowledgeable, lady. You're very knowledgeable, and you've got a beautiful energy about you. And I do feel that whatever group it is that you're going to join, you're going to benefit them tremendously, but you're actually going to become aware yourself the knowledge that you do have.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you've been telling yourself a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely a need to link up in community circles in this area.
So I do see joining some sort of a spiritual connection group. I don't know if it's a church or maybe a meditation group or a healing group or something, but it's a spiritual intent group.
Right. Well, it's definitely not a church group, but it definitely would be probably something like a metaphysical group, things like astrology, which is one of my great, great, great passions in life, things of that nature. So many, quote-unquote, new age topics, you know, are really up my alley. So that's something that I already am kind of keeping my ear open for. Okay, last question is... I have a family relationship that is completely severed. Actually, I have two that are completely severed, but one is cannot be fixed. The other one, I think, probably has a slim chance of being rectified, but with my son. But I think the chances are very slim at this point, and I am not expecting that him to ever be back in my life. And I am just kind of wondering what you might pick up on either that relationship and making my own peace with the end of it, or if there's, you know, just what you pick up around that.
I really feel the reconciliation will be created and a new level of connection will be translated as well. You know, as we grow in life, we learn to accept that the past is behind us and the new future is in front of us. So you need to embrace that. And I do feel there's going to be some sort of harmony that's going to bring you a sense of acceptance in the relationship. Hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that. And nice to have you back on the, you guys back on the show.
Many blessings.
Yeah.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And now then, we will be taking a break a little later in the show, ladies and gents. So in the meantime, let's see where we are. Dee.
Ken, good evening.
Hello, what's your name?
This is Deep. We spoke last week. How are you?
I'm good. V, is it?
Deep. As
oh,
in deep water.
Oh, okay. All right. Deep, I don't know if you've done a lot of hand creation work. Your hands are itching to do something. It's like you're a very creative person and you have this essence of color. I don't know what it is, but you got this beautiful essence of color and you got this beautiful pink, pink and orange and yellow and light blue. You got this beautiful essence of loving energy and color all around you. I don't know if you do healings or something, but you've got this ability to radiate a healing color about you, even with the sound of your voice. It's actually very deep and very strong. And you have a way to connect to people in a way that you may not even realize. So spiritually speaking, I do feel you are a healer and you have a beautiful essence of growth about you. I do see a lot of written work around you as well. So I do see you putting pen to paper in a very deep level, but also in a very official level as well. So there's a lot of structural and a lot of things that you need to put in order to be in a sense of inner peace, to know that everything's okay and everything is fine. There's also a lot of boxes around you. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if you don't contemplate a move, a relocation, a fresh start, to open up a new door, to be able to let go of the past. There's been some sadness in the last 5 years that have actually have limited you from moving forward a little bit. And it's like you're ready to open the door of the future and embrace what the future brings for you as well. There's a lot of new understanding and family connection as well. It's like they actually see you now and they understand you a little bit better as well. You have been a little bit of a dark horse, so you've kept to yourself for a little bit too long, and now you're reaching out and making that connection, opening up where people are reaching a better level of understanding of you, and I think that's a huge benefit. Did you have a question?
Yes, I do indeed. Thanks for the message. Do you see me being able to reunite with my son without having to use or without using the legal process? Because his mom says that's the only option she would go with, whereas I wouldn't want to go down that route, even if that means losing my son.
Yeah, like I said earlier, in a family matter, it's like people weren't hearing you, and they actually, there seems to be like a new translation there. And I do feel that, yes, you are going to be reunited with your son, and which I think is a wonderful. Is your son 8?
He's 11.
But he feels young. He feels a lot younger than what he is. You know, he's a very interesting child. And he is a childlike. He's not an 11-year-old. I think he's a little bit younger in his age mentally. Not because there's anything wrong. It's because he's been sheltered a little bit. Your son is a very very good mathematician, actually. As he gets older, he's going to have a love of numbers and a love of energy and a school connection, a mathematical way. But I do see, yes, you are going to be reunited. And I do feel, I don't see you going to court, but I do see some legal measures being taken. But I don't see like a court procedure. So I think it might be resolved during mediation or something like that.
Right. And if I don't want to take any legal measures, would that still work out or?
No.
No.
But it won't go to court. It won't. I think it'll be resolved before it becomes like a court case. I think it'll be a mediation thing, something that will be agreed between two parties, but with a legal shadow. There was a lot of behavior misunderstanding in there, and I think that's why your ex is playing hardball. You know, you have changed in the last 6 months, especially. It's like you've taken a step back and you have looked at yourself in some level, you know, and it's like you're more at peace now. You're more approachable now than you probably ever have been. And I feel that that's going to help matters tremendously, because the way that you're going to present yourself on the first connection is actually going to reveal that this does not need to go to a big court or anything like that. It can be resolved with mediation. I really feel mediation will be the way it'll go, which is still a legal procedure, but at least it's not as costly and draining as what court is.
Okay, and without mediation, would it not work? Even if I waited for months for her to come around?
I don't feel she's the problem, actually. I think there's someone behind her that's actually pushing buttons for her. I think so. It's bound to be some family member or something. There's not money in their own business. And putting thoughts in her, saying that's why she's not acting on her behalf. She's acting under advisement. So, and that's why it's going to happen. It's not her thinking. I think if it was just her, give her a couple of months and she's been a better friend of mine, and she'd probably approach you and things could be worked out. But if you're not dealing with her directly, there's someone in the back scene that's actually creating pressure.
Right. Is it her family or a friend she's close to?
I cannot say, I'm afraid. I'm not getting who it is. But whoever it is someone that she trusts and she really believes in them. You know, there's a huge belief and trust, you know. And it is irrelevant who it is, because there's nothing you can do about it. So I wouldn't put anything on who it is.
Correct. And will he be okay? Will my son be okay if I walk away?
Your son is an amazing kid. If you get a chance, all you got to do with him is just make sure you give him your phone number and say, son, you can call me anytime you want. I'm always here for you. Leave him with that thought. Even if that's the last thing you say to him, leave him with that thought. And then he knows that you have nothing to do with you not seeing him. It's not you. You want to plant that seed somehow. I mean, I don't know if where you are, if it's a family and children service where you can actually write a letter, give them to them, and then make sure that the child gets it, you know? But be warned.
They
will read the letter first before they give it to the child, so they, to make sure it's not a manipulative letter.
Yeah, there is, but she makes everything difficult. Yeah, she'll probably not give it to him.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you go through family and children and service, they will make sure that he gets the letter.
Okay.
You don't give it to her, you give it to someone in the child department. You stay strong and stay honest. All right?
Yeah.
Because you need to find. Okay, many blessings.
And you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. I hope that gets sorted soon. I really do. Right. As I said, there, we'll take a break in the show this evening, there, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're going to take the first one now and give Selva a chance to... Sorry, give Selva a chance to take a breather. So we'll play a little piece of music, see what we've got for you. Right. Okay, this one's not very long. Okay, we very often see rainbows in the evening round here, and we've been in the middle of a electrical storm just before going to air, and they've been promising these storms for over a fortnight now. Oh, it's going to rain, you're going to get a storm, I thought, because the heat has been kind of miserable, and it's sometimes it's been too sticky of a night time, you know, and you really can't sleep when it's too warm, so you need something to clear the air, and they say, well, okay, and eventually we got our storm, but it only lasted 5 minutes. It's like a bit of hailstone, bit of thunder and lightning, and that was it. I thought, you call that a storm? Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh dear, I don't know. Right then, our call queue is going up slightly. We've gained two more people. We'll screen in just a moment. I'll bring Selva back in, and we should now be with line four, I do believe, because line three we took just before the break there. So, Suzanne.
And I hope you got my message that I need to be half an hour earlier today.
Sorry?
I hope you got my message that I need to finish half an hour earlier today.
I didn't. I don't look at Facebook during the show.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, I'm just letting you know. Yeah.
Right. I'll take a look at that then. Okay.
Yep. Awesome.
Right. That's no problem. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, what is your name?
My name is Suzanne.
What was it?
Suzanne.
That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
You're the first one I've ever met.
Oh.
There's something about the vibration, even about the way you say your name. There's like a healing vibration that comes with your name. And it's like you're going to notice when you give people your full name, you get their attention. You get their attention completely. It's quite interesting how people react to you directly when you do say your full name. So you've got a beautiful energy in that area. I see you talking to a group of people. And I do feel you are going to become involved with some project of some type. And it's like you're going to share your thoughts with a group of people. When you're asked to do this, I would suggest for you not to write a speech, but to write some key point of things that you do feel that are important to the project. And it seems to be like a humanity project of some type. So I do feel that opportunities will be presented for you to become involved in some sort of project that is going to involve people's support and working as a team direction as well. And I think that is actually really, really wonderful. There seems to be also a lot of unfinished little things around your home that you're going to find yourself putting into place and into order. So this next 12 months is about tidying up loose ends, really tidying up loose ends and finding yourself where you want to be in your life and not thinking, where do others expect me to be? You know, so it's a very much a self-delivering period of your life right now. And it's very important. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very rewarding as well. It's like for the first time in your life, you are looking at yourself in the mirror and you're saying to yourself, I need to honor me. I need to make myself number one and I need to be able to hold my head up high and move on forward to where I choose to be. So it's very important and very beautiful, the energy that you're creating about yourself. And it's really good because the last 7 years has been like a roller coaster of highs and lows. But you're a survivor and you're on the other side and you're in a better space and you've actually have come out unscarred in some ways. So it's actually a very beautiful future awaits you as you're learning to honor yourself more and more.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Did you have a question?
Do you see me leaving my current job to be able to do these new readings, projects?
I couldn't get that, sorry.
I wondered if you saw me leaving my current job, would I be able to leave and go to this new job?
I do feel that that's one of the changes you're going to manifest, but I don't see you leaving your job until... you've got something to go to.
Okay.
You know, it's like safety and security is very important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that you're not going to leave that job until you've got something to fall into. And you will find that. You will find that. That, you know, there's just so much self-honoring around you that it makes me happy, because it's like you really are honoring you above all.
Yeah, I'm on a spiritual journey that I think is awakening, and I'm hoping to be doing some spiritual work.
Spiritually, you're extremely gifted. I mean, you should be doing me a reading, never mind me doing your reading. You actually are very gifted, and you're very talented, and especially in the forms of communication and strength. But it's like you need to be around the right people to evolve that even a little bit more. And I do feel that you might pay you to join a meditation group or something like that. You need that involvement with like-minded people to awaken you more and more and more.
I will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Look me up on Facebook. I like to keep in touch with you.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you, Suzanne. Right, we're in a bit of a rush at the moment, really, I suppose. We're trying to fit you all in. Selva has to leave early. You may have heard Selva say that. And we are cutting the show 30 minutes early this evening. So we've got just 48 minutes left to go off this evening's show. And we're currently with line 5, Queen.
How are you today, Silva?
I am great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I don't know why I'm coming to my spirit. I am anointed, which I've never said this before outward.
You have got such a beautiful energy today, and I'm glad that you're actually just allowing yourself just to express yourself, because it is so important when we do that. You know, one of the things that COVID has done to our favor, and this is in general everybody, it's actually made us aware how much we were neglecting ourselves. You know, spending time with ourselves, it certainly has awakened us in a lot of levels. And I do feel that you've got a lot of beautiful changing that actually are approaching in your life. But I do feel that they're going to happen so natural and so in time that it's like you're not going to become aware of the changes that have happened until you sort of halfway through something go, oh my God, I'm actually doing it, you know? And it's really good, because it's actually, I do see you that you've got yourself an automatic, you know, and you actually are moving forward in a beautiful, good rhythm of space as well. There's something happening in a work environment for you that is not bringing you the greatest joy, but is bringing you the greatest truth. And I think that's actually very, very important. You are more respected in a public sector than what you think you are as well. And you're actually going to see people are going to be addressing you differently. And they're going to be talking to you instead of at you. And I think that is actually really wonderful as well. Now, did you have a question?
Beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Regarding, as you're saying, speaking to the connection with people becoming more deeper and more more in line with who I am to them being able to receive me, I am preparing a book. I am preparing to become part of an artist collect very soon, internet. I'm also, in terms of my teaching online, being able to teach online in a comfortable way, I've started doing it in a professional way, in a spiritual way.
Yeah.
And whatever you get around what I've said, and also traveling.
In the teaching area, especially, as I see that you are quite structured on that area, and I do feel that you're going to find yourself that you'd be halfway through teaching something, then suddenly you get guided to change it. I want you to trust that. I tell you why you need to trust that. When we gather a group of people that are learning, a spirit knows what the people need, and sometimes what we plan to teach is not what they need, but then we are guided to amalgamate a new direction. So trust yourself. Don't be scared to change your plan a little bit, even if it's halfway through. I do feel also that you need to ask the knowledge that you're sharing, the people that you're sharing the knowledge to, you need to ask them to share with you a lot more of the understanding that they are receiving from you. Because I feel that some people are not letting you know that they're not getting something. And you're a great teacher, but you teach in many levels. And it's like you need to know exactly at what levels your listeners are to be able to make sure that you are making the right connection, because I would hate to move forward with the group, but then there's still two or three in the group that are not up to date with everybody else, you know? And if you've got to repeat something or something, allow yourself to repeat it. And the others will, in Satan, you know, it's always good to do a refresher. It's always good to do a recollection of what we already learned, because to reinforce the knowledge that we have, all right? Because some people may not like you repeating something, but they need to understand that it's not that it's like you're in a classroom, in a room with people. You are teaching on a medium level that you don't have that personal connection, that physical connection with people. So therefore, some people find it harder to understand and learn on those circumstances. So I would check, if anything, the only thing I would change about your teaching is that you need to check a little bit more. Does everybody get that? Even if you go individually and say, hey, Georgie, did you get it? Well, how did you feel about what I just shared? Hey, Jenny, did you get it? How did you feel about what I just shared? And even if you ask him each individually, put 5 minutes or 10 minutes at the end of it before you finish to double check that everybody's are in the same page as you, because I would hate for you to sort of prepare the next lesson or whatever and then half the people didn't get the last one.
Makes sense. I will implement that.
Yeah, but it's not your teaching, okay? Understand that it's not your teaching. It's the situation. Some people need to be on a physical connection to learn better, you know? And you're learning, you're teaching beautifully. You have this ability to share knowledge very beautifully and very clear. But some people need that one-to-one connection more than others. That's all. You know, but I do feel you're doing all the right things. I do feel that there is a book around you that you're halfway writing, or you've been thinking of writing, but it's time to get into the book work as well.
Okay. I thank you. I appreciate you, and many more blessings for you to receive easily, effortlessly. Namaste.
Many blessings to you too. Namaste. And I hope we do get to know each other a bit better too.
It's possible. We can do it.
I'm sure we can.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. Right, we're going to try and fit the people that are here in. We don't know whether we're going to do it yet, but we've got 40 minutes, so let's have a go. Right, Kerry.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Kerry, how are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't talked to you in a long time. How's it going?
I'm doing really, really well, and it's really good to hear your voice. There's been some major changes. Pardon?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in, oh my gosh, in several months.
Yeah, there's a lot of little changes that are happening all around you. And I see you moving furniture around. It's like your personal life thing, the way your rooms are set up. So you're going on through a lot of personal presentation in your own environment. And I think that it's really good. But it does show that as you move a couch, a sitting furniture, so it's got to be a couch or something like that. Yeah, or a sofa bed. But I see you're moving something and finding something that you thought you've lost. So I do see you finding something. I see you going, oh, my God, but it's gone forever. So I do see like a sense of joy. And it's not that it's something really expensive or anything like that, but it's something that is actually meaningful for you. You know, so it's very important. And it's really wonderful how you have given yourself permission to evolve. It's like you're finally allowed yourself to move forward. You have evolved tremendously, emotionally, mentally, and physically as well. Also, your body shape is changing. So I don't know what it is that you're doing, but your body shape is changing. So make sure you do a little bit of walking, but not power walking or anything like that. Just leisurely helping your body adjust to itself, because there seems to be some physical changes that are happening within you for some reason as well.
I want to actually start personal training, yes. I put some weight on, so I need to lose it all.
Okay. That is good, but it's like go for walking, but not power walk, just leisurely walk of adjustment. That's all you need, yeah. Did you have a question?
Okay. Yes. Okay, so I would like to move into a human resources position. When do you see that job becoming available?
I think there's been a bit of a delay due to management disagreement. There seems to be three head peoples wherever it is that you're applying for the job for and that. And they don't seem to be in the same page. It's like seems to be one in particular that don't want to join the team for some reason. And the job has been delayed by 6 weeks because of it. I do feel that mid-September, that's when the job will be available.
Ooh, so you think I should apply sometime in August?
I think you should show interest in August, yes.
Okay.
And you know, not just apply for it, but make sure you really show a sense of interest. But it's like you need to make sure that you put a cover letter selling yourself, telling them like why you're right for the job. Because you are right for the job. There's no doubt about it. You know, it's not just your qualification, your capability of adaptability that makes you more right for the job than anything. You are just one very flexible person that you tend to be able to adapt to changes very quickly. You've got an ability to learn very rapidly as well, you know. So make sure you sell yourself.
Okay, I will do that. All right, and about the furniture move, you're right. I'm looking to do a move, but I don't know when the place is going to become available, but there's a move that I'm looking to do.
I think that move is a bit of a while away. I think there's a lot of things that need to fall in place for you before the move takes place. And I do feel that when you move, I don't see you taking everything with you. I see you being very selective about what you take with you.
Exactly, yes. And I think this move, I think it's coming like November, December. You're right. It's a way off. Because I keep seeing snow. So it's telling me, which is fine with me. I'm not ready to go yet because I have some things I need to clear up. All right.
Many blessings, my friend.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I'll send a donation. Okay.
Thank you, Kerry. Right then. Now, we've got two people to go. One, we can't get the name off clearly, very quiet, but we have Suzanne.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Suzanne. Suzanne, have you done
how are you doing?
Good, good. Have you done acting lessons or something like that? Some theater connection?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever wanted to?
Oh, when I was younger, I did.
I do, because I do see you becoming involved with some theatrical expression. I'm not saying you in a professional film style, but famous things like that. It just feels like a community connection. It's like there's a lot more to you that actually meets the eye. You have this presence of expression. It's actually very strong and very solid. And it's like you're not, it's like you're not aware of your potentials of that space as well. There's, you also got a beautiful teaching energy about you that whatever you learn, you can share with others and people can learn from you. Very, very, very easy, very practical. If you were in Australia, I would tell you to start teaching people how to cope on everyday living at home, because you are actually very practical in a lot of things you do, and you are able to deliver the simplest of things in a more acceptable way of changes. You have this ability of survival that is incredible. You can meet challenges heads on and actually get to the other side quite rapidly and quite smoothly as well. And it's like you do amaze a lot of people. It's like they're looking at you and you're going through a hard time, and the next minute you're okay again. And it's like that's that inner being of survival, a gift that you have, that you know how to overcome hurdles very rapidly and very strong. And that's a beautiful thing to share to other people. You also know how to budget cook. You know, it's like you must have always had a very strict budget or something, because you could really educate people on the simplicity of budgeting and eating well, but not having to spend a fortune either. So there's a lot of humanity qualities that you have and you're not sharing, and you should consider maybe looking into that, into some sort of personal development of expression and sharing. And you can actually publicly speak a lot better than what you give yourself credit for. So there's a lot about you that is still waiting to awaken.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
That sounds, yes, I do. My relationship, I was wondering where it is going.
But at the moment, it's a one-way relationship, okay?
Yes.
Which means you're working from sense of direction, and I'm afraid that your partner is not working it, you know? I think a lot of assumptions set in, and I think communication needs to be reestablished to create a new growth in the relationship. I don't think the relationship should end. I don't think that is the issue. I think it just needs to be refertilized. It's like you need to connect, because it's like you've lost connection of identity, and I think that needs to be done.
Well, see, that is. See, we've been working a lot, and just like what you said, I'm not publicly speaking or anything like that, but I do. I take care of an 87-year-old woman. I take care of a 3-year-old baby during the week. Yeah. And so I have different acts that I have to do. When you said that, it surprised me, because I have to act one way with the 87-year-old woman, and then the 3-year-old, I have to act like another person. And it's like acting. It really is. And it was amazing that you said that.
Yeah. You are amazing. You know, you really are amazing. And it's like you just don't. You need to honor you a little bit more, because you are an amazing person.
Yeah, and I just thought, you know, with me doing everything that I'm doing, I'm neglecting my partner. And, you know, lately I've been seeing him getting more showers, going out. I mean, he works a lot too, but he's like going, you know, one-on-one contact with the people that, you know, because he cleans offices and stuff like that. So he's around a lot of people, and I'm thinking, you know, with me neglecting, but I have to take care of this 87-year-old woman, you know, and I love her dearly. And the three-year-old I take care of, and plus my own personal things that I have to do during the week, you know. And I just, you know, sometimes people feel neglected and they wander, you know. It's a shame to say, but they do.
But you're not neglecting your partner. You're not neglecting your partner.
I try not to. Yeah, I try not to, but I feel like I am.
You don't even have to. You are not neglecting him. He's got to learn to integrate into your life a little bit. If anything, he's living out of expectations that he had from you instead of appreciation. He's a good man. Don't get me wrong. He's a good man. But he's got to get his, he's got to reevaluate what's important in life. And he's got to really reevaluate what you do. You know, if anything, he's probably neglecting you, but you're not neglecting him.
Okay. Thank you. I heard you earlier tell somebody you have a Facebook page. Can I join your Facebook page?
Of course you can. I'll be more than happy to have your Facebook page. Yes. We'll love it.
Yes, thank you.
Just write a little message when you send me my friend request. Just write a message that you talk to me on Blog Talk Radio and that, and then I will accept you, all right? Because I've been getting a lot of people that just do my head in, and I need to know how did they meet me before I accept them now, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Blessings.
I really
Many
appreciate
blessings.
It.
Thank
Many
you.
Blessings to you, and God bless you. And be safe.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, so we've had a Susan and a Suzanne this evening. Right then, and we've got a gentleman with us. I'm not sure how to say this gentleman's name.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good, Shelby. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well. There's a lot of money and rustle all around you. It's like you've got so much to put in place and such a little time, so you think, to do it in. But you actually got more time than what you think you have. So try not to get flustered. Try not to rush into things. Make sure that you do it at the speed that you need to do it and the understanding that you have within yourself. Because there's a lot there that needs to be put in place around you. And I think there's a lot of prosperity that's going to come out of it. And I'm not talking prosperity in the sense of money value, prosperity in the quality of life. You know, it's like you've got a very fruitful life that is actually waiting to return to you like it should as such. There's been a bit of a low flow for you. And a lot of it is because you haven't asked the right questions in a sense. So it's like you've just got your communication voice back, and I see you readdressing things and reapproaching things. And that's why clarity is going to be presented tremendously. There are some light money issues that are going to concern you a little bit, but don't be too concerned because it's not as bad as what it seems. And everything will fall in place in a lot more harmonious way.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Yeah. What do you see like in our relationship?
There seem to be like two relationships in there. There seems to be like a friendship relationship and a romantic relationship, and they both need attention. One thing for sure is that we need to understand that we do need friends in our lives. We do need friends in our lives. We do need to be able to connect to people platonically as well as emotionally and lovingly as well. And it's like you've had to be cautious about the kind of relationship you develop outside your romantic relationship as well. And it shouldn't be like that. You should be able to form a connection with anybody because you know your integrity is actually quite high. And I do feel there's some insecurity issues regarding your relationship. And it seems to be in both sides, on your side and in your partner's side a little bit. So I do feel that you need to reform a contract type of thing. is like you need to say, look, we have complete transparency in our relationship. Nothing is a secret. And as long as we tell each other everything, what makes us happy, what makes us sad, we're going to be able to get to the next level. But I do feel that there isn't that complete transparency because it's consideration of upsetting the other. And it's like that's blocking a little bit of growth somehow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I would check your eyesight. I'm getting a lot of pressure around my eyes. So I don't know if you wear glasses or not, but there's something on the visual side of life that you need to consider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually having a problem with my left eye.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. It's been lovely talking to you.
Silva, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Many blessings. I hope you have a great day or great
blessings
evening.
To you too.
Whatever it is.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Calling now. Okay. Well, Silva, it's come to the end. We're going to finish on some music there this evening, there, ladies and gents, because we've run out of calls, and really, being practical, if anybody did call now, because Selva's got to go in 10 minutes anyway. So we've had a wonderful show, and thank you very, very much there, Selva, for joining us once again this morning and this evening.
No worries. Thank you very much, Kenny. It's always a pleasure to do the show with you.
Thank you, Selva. Right, that's it then, ladies and gents, for this one. Until next week, we'll say good morning and good day to Selva there in Western Australia. How's that then? Lovely. And we've still got a little bit of time left. We're going to play out with some music for you and see what we've got.
You got to jump up. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you, but I'm stepping on broken glass, and I know this is my final choice. All I'm trying to do is find my path to you. I got voices in my head and there's a definite silence. I got voices in my head and I can lie. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I needed a little bit of love. A little bit of love, I need a little love. Just like the air I'm breathing, these open wounds ain't healing. Trying to find my way back to you, cause I needed a little bit of love. A little bit of love, a little bit of love, a little bit of love. Lately I've been waking up in a dreamy state, calling your name, stayed up too late, just thinking of you.
I tried a million times. with you, boy.